Men will argue over which is the greatest man movie of all time. The movie winners range from certain westerns to mob movies to the historical heroic tales of Braveheart, 300, and my favorite, Gladiator. Ridley Scott's Gladiator is set during a time of both Roman world domination and Roman persecution of a group who seemed to beat Rome without weapons, the early Christians. Russell Crowe plays Maximus, the Roman army general. In a scene when he is in the arena fighting for his life with the other gladiators, he tells these men, whatever comes out of these gates, we've got a better chance of survival if we work together. If we stay together, we will survive. And they did. Maximus gave them the key to winning the fight. In today's chapter, Paul gives us a key to winning the spiritual fight. Ephesians 6 is called the spiritual warfare chapter. It speaks about the armor of the Christian by associating it with the armor of the Roman soldiers. Ephesians is called the prison letter because Paul wrote it while he was in prison. During that time, if someone was in prison, he was chained to a Roman soldier 24/7. Many believe Paul, writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, was looking at the guard he was chained to and was giving the Christian a picture of his weapons in a bigger and different fight. In Ephesians 6, Paul gives us two contrasts in the fight that we need to focus on. First, Paul tells us that people are not our fight. The government is not our fight. Democrats and Republicans are not our battle. It's much deeper and bigger than that. Listen to verse 12. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. If you want to get really raw, listen to this verse in the Passion Translation. Here it is. Your hand-to-hand combat is not with human beings, but with the highest principalities and authorities operating in rebellion under the heavenly realms. For they are a powerful class of demon gods and evil spirits that hold this dark world in bondage. The apostle is warning us not to fight people, but to realize we are fighting in another realm, the spiritual realm. That's the first contrast, natural versus spiritual. The second contrast, which we often overlook, comes when we read verses 12 and 13 together. In verse 12, Paul says that we wrestle not. And then in verse 13, he says, put on the whole armor of God. And then he proceeds to go through each of the Roman soldiers' equipment and associates each piece with a spiritual weapon we have. The sword of the soldier carries represents the word of God, the sword of the spirit. The shield protects the Roman against fiery darts, but for us, it is a shield of faith to protect us from the enemy's missiles. The contrast comes between we wrestle not and put on the whole armor of God. For wrestlers in the first century, the men would oil up their bodies, enter a ring, and fight until one was actually killed. It was one man against one man. The Apostle Paul is saying, though, that if we are Christians, we are not wrestlers, we are soldiers. That means we are not in the Christian life by ourselves, but we have soldiers side by side. One of the great things the Roman army used to do when going into battle was lock arms with each other, which would show strength and unity in the hand-to-hand combat. We often lose because we wrestle instead of being a soldier. Recently, a number of Christian leaders, authors, and musicians have gone public announcing that they are abandoning their faith. They have denounced everything from the books they have written to songs they have composed. They have come to the conclusion that God does not exist. Let me tell you that their tragic declarations show that they have faced their faith as individual wrestlers and not as soldiers, and they did not lean on other soldiers. You can't win when you wrestle by yourself. One of my dear friends said it like this, only weak people think they are strong enough to do the Christian life alone. These leaders who abandoned their faith were doing the Christian life alone. Have you ever seen a redwood tree up close? They can stand upwards to 300 feet tall, almost the length of a football field, and have roots that stretch only 5 feet under the ground, but still remain unmovable. Their roots are shallow because they can't go deep, but they do something else. They never grow alone. They know they can't wrestle, so they have to be soldiers. That's why the redwoods grow in bunches. Their roots can intertwine with one another and be strengthened by one another. With that height and those shallow roots, what keeps them from blowing over and uprooting in windstorms? They're all connected to one another. A storm can't blow just one of over. It has to be strong enough to blow all of them over. Those tragic Christian leaders did not connect roots with anyone, and they lost their faith and got blown over. They didn't reveal that God doesn't exist. The only thing they revealed is that their root system did not exist, and they tried to wrestle instead of being a soldier. Let me remind you of Maximus's words from Gladiator. Whatever comes out of these gates, we've got a better chance of survival if we work together. If we stay together, we will survive. Those are not just Maximus's words. That is God's word for us in Ephesians chapter 6.